Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we are actually looking at email. So I've got a few tips for people who have a feeling that emailing could be problematic for them. So the first one would actually be the necessity of the actual email. It's very, very common for there to be more emails than there actually are needed, for there to be less information in each successive email. So make sure that the email is necessary, relevant, and is kind of, unless it's a personal one, it's stripped of some of those, you know, personal touches. Get to the point and stick to it. The second thing would be to think about why you're actually sending the email. If it's a really, really important issue that needs to be addressed, it may actually be better and more beneficial for both parties to speak personally about the issue, to sit down, to prioritize that issue, and to prioritize finding a solution. The third tip would actually be to slow down. Like I said, we are sending more emails and it's easier to send information via email than ever before. And what that means is that we are often too hasty to send information and inadvertently get ourselves into trouble. So slow down, take a break, come back to it, leave it overnight, draft it, have a look at it the next morning and actually think about, you know, would I actually want to send that? How could this be misperceived? What may the ramifications of that be? And the last tip would be to, if you're really questioning whether you should or shouldn't be sending an email, that's probably telling you that there may be some potential cause for issue in that email. So maybe get someone else to actually review it, consider it, and give you their thoughts and amend it accordingly. And the last thing would be, just like any form of communication, if we are in a difficult situation, a high emotional state, that's going to have an impact on how we communicate. So keep that in mind this week on Mind Games and think about how your emotional world creeps into your email world.